Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to invite you to turn with me to Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. We've been taking these verses here, verses 14 through 18, as our text verse. And we've been sharing on becoming kingdom influencers, or influencers of the kingdom of God. And you know, we've already found out that we're citizens of the kingdom of God. We're no longer outcasts. Colossians chapter 1 says that we've been delivered from the authority and the dominion of darkness and have been drawn into the kingdom of God, Son of His love. Amen? We're part of God's kingdom. We're part of His heritage now. We're part of the saints in light. And we get to operate in that, praise God. And we have found out that we're no longer just old sinners saved by grace, but we've been taken and placed into God's family, but God's kingdom, and we are citizens of the kingdom of God with every citizen's right. We found out in Romans 14 that the kingdom of God isn't just eating and drinking and natural things, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so we find that the kingdom of God is not natural, but it is spiritual, praise God. In fact, the Bible says that unless you get born again, you can't see the kingdom. Remember Nicodemus in John chapter 3 came to the Lord Jesus and said, you know, we know you're a man of God, sent from God. Nobody could do this stuff you're doing if God wasn't with him. And the Lord just cut to the chase and said, except you be born again, you can't see the kingdom. What was he saying? I could stand here all night long and talk to you. You'll never see it. It'll never be real to you until something happens on the inside of you. Amen? You have to have a born-again experience. You have to be born of the Spirit. In other words, you have to let the Spirit of God do a work in your heart and change you and transform you, bring you out of darkness, bring you over into a relationship with Almighty God. Then you can begin to see the things of the King. In other words, they become more real to you. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Amen. When you was in center, you saw Christians going to church, you thought, oh man, look at those crazy people. Now you is one. Hallelujah. Amen. And you found out that they weren't so crazy after all. Actually, they had the truth and you were the crazy one. Amen. Praise God. But thank God we got saved. We came in. When we did, we could see why people love the Lord. We could see why you pray. We could see why you lift your hands and worship God. And as you get into the Word of God, you get to see more because Psalm 119 says the entrance of your words gives light. So the more word I get, the more light I have to see what I have as being citizens of the kingdom of God. And the main purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to this earth was to bring the kingdom of God back to humanity. Amen. Because when Adam sinned, what he lost was the kingdom. And we found out, according to what Paul wrote to the Romans, he said, sin ruled over mankind from Adam to Moses. Why? Because there was no law. Sin just dominated people. They could, you know, God would intervene, but they would just dominate. But then through Moses, God gave the law, and the law actually defined God's character and actually exposed sin and gave man a choice. Couldn't save you, but at least it could bring you back to a place where you could have a relationship almost with God. Amen? You could actually know God to a point. Praise God. But thank God the Lord Jesus Christ didn't come to bring us back into a legal relationship. He came to bring us into a sonship and bring us into actual full citizenship. Hallelujah. Amen? Because now we're no longer outcasts and strangers, but we are fellow heirs and citizens of the saints. And thank God we received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Come on, anybody here excited about calling God your Father? Amen. But here in Mark chapter 1, we find the Lord beginning His ministry and introducing to us the kingdom of God. And He says in verse 14, this is after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Gospel means the good news. He came bringing good news of the kingdom of God to the people. Now look what he says. And he said, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. In other words, he says, the kingdom of God is right here where you can get a hold of it now. And here are the two keys to get in. Repent. Repent, once again, does not mean remorse only. It means a change of life, a change of attitude. It means to turn from what you're doing and turn to God. Amen. And listen, there's another revelation you can find right here. He says, repent and believe the gospel. Listen, we don't get saved to go to heaven. I'm going to prove that to you here in just a moment. Heaven is automatic. And one of these days you get to go to heaven. But you know, I need to go ahead and teach a series a little bit more, a couple of lessons on the rapture. You got to understand something, folks. We only get to be in heaven for about 7 years. Duh. Okay. I thought we was going to be in heaven forever. No. God created the earth for man. You get raptured out of here whenever it comes time, the end of times comes in, but you get to be in heaven for 7 years, and guess what? Then you come back with the Lord Jesus Christ and you reign on earth for 1,000 years, and then God sets up the kingdom of God on the earth and we reign on the earth forever and ever. So if you don't like the tri-state, ask God to put you in some other part of the country. Amen. Praise God. But if you like it, say, I'm putting my dibs on it right here. Hallelujah. Amen. Only that it'll be a new heaven and new earth without all the junk that we see. Amen. But the Lord Jesus said, listen, repent, change your life, and believe the gospel. How? Why do you believe the gospel? Because you can't get saved on feelings. You can't get saved on you know, what somebody else says. You have to believe what the Word says. How many of you know that the reason you believe and get saved according to the gospel is because there are days you may not feel saved? Anybody here besides me ever not felt like you was, oh my God, you know, huh? Aren't you glad you had the Word to stand on? Because if you was basing your faith on your feelings, man, you'd have been out of here. Notice you don't get saved because everything goes great. You ever have one of those days where it doesn't go great? Man, you're out of here. You don't get saved because everybody likes you, because there are days nobody likes you. Come on. I mean, you go on your friends list and try to find somebody. You know, please like me. Nobody will hit like. Hallelujah. So we believe according to the gospel. The gospel is the good news message of what God has come to do for us. So therefore, my faith is based upon the Word. And the Bible says the Word is forever established in heaven. So therefore, it doesn't matter what's going on around me. When I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and my faith is founded on the Word of God, nothing can shake my walk with God. Amen? Now, notice what happens after the Lord tells you how to get into the kingdom. He goes on and says, and as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting their nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Notice they just laid everything down and said, we're going to follow the Lord. We've looked at this verse in the Amplified. And it says, and Jesus said to them, come after me and be my disciples, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Now, there are three things the Lord is wanting them to do. Number one, he's asking them to come after me. In other words, you follow me, you pursue me, you come, you model your life after me. Then he says, and become my disciples. A disciple is a learner and a follower of the teachings of their leader. Amen. In other words, learn of me, imitate me, learn to live your life the way I live mine. Be like me. And then he says, once you've decided that you're going to follow me, make me your Lord, then you're going to get in the Word and find out how to live this life and be taught and live your life in a way that I would live it. He says, then I'm going to make you a fisher of men. In other words, then he says this, I'm going to bring you to a level of maturity where you realize it's not just all about you now. See, the church has failed because we made it all about getting saved and going to heaven. Are you hearing me? But it's not about being saved and going to heaven. It's about you getting saved, then learning who you are in Christ and learning how to be discipled for the Lord Jesus Christ, how to imitate Him and live for Him and live according to His teachings. And then when you get to that place where you're living the principles of the kingdom of God, He wants to then turn you around to others and make you an influencer to them to help them to see what you have and bring them to Christ also. Amen? So the ultimate for every one of us, the ultimate goal should be to become a fisher of men or an influencer in the kingdom of God. I want my life, my lifestyle to be such that it will influence you to want to have what I have. Amen. And when you come and ask me what I have, I want to have the knowledge of what I have to be able to share with you so you can believe not because I have it, but you can believe because you've heard it from the Word and you base it upon what you hear. Amen. Remember when Jesus was ministering to the woman at the well and he told her all about it, and she finally says, "You're the Christ." And the Bible says she went and left her water pot and went right into town and started telling everybody, "Hey, I met a man that told me everything about me. I mean, he did this, changed my life." And they started believing. But that later on in that same chapter, it says that they came to her and says, "Listen, we first believe because what you said about what he told you. But now we've heard him ourselves, and we believe on him because of what we heard from him." Hallelujah. Amen. See, every one of us have to come to a place. I believe on the Word and the Lord Jesus Christ, not because mama did, or not because my friends did, or not because, you know, they said it's the right thing, but I believe because I've heard his voice in my own heart, and I believe according to the Word, and I have a personal relationship with Jesus myself. Amen. But notice that the thing happened that whenever she became so excited about Lord changing her life, you know what? She became an influencer in the kingdom. She influenced all those people to go search for Jesus and find Jesus in their personal life. Hallelujah. So you may not lead everybody to the Lord, but you should influence them to the place where they will go seeking the Lord themselves. Because if you seek him, what happens? You find him. Amen. And our job is to get people to want to seek him, to want to come to him, who want to follow him themselves and find out for themselves. Now, let's look in Ephesians chapter 2 real quick. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, we've looked at this before, but it bears repetition. He says in verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." Salvation is God's gift to humanity. It's something you can't earn, you can't get good enough for, but by his grace and goodness and mercy and love, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes in, takes the old heart out, puts a new heart in, takes the old sins away and blots them out, gives you the righteousness of God and brings you into fellowship with himself. Amen? It's not of works as anybody should boast. None of us have the right to boast. I got saved because I was so good. I got saved because I went to church. I got saved because I prayed. I got saved because I read my Bible. No, you got saved because Jesus died on the cross, took your sins, buried, and was raised the third day, and released his mercy and grace to you so you could enter into a righteous relationship with Almighty God. Amen? That's why we got saved. So he gets all the glory. But notice again, the Apostle Paul is picking up on the theme of the Bible that it is not just about getting saved. Because in verse 10, he goes on and says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Notice God prepared works for you and things for you to do before he even saved you.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.